regiment.
That's when the one that he had in his bedroom.
This brigade, served in agencies too when he was from December, the rank of Brigadier General. He served in that capacity until the close of the war. He was in the Battle of Helena, captured the only fort taken, also Jenkins Ferry, Prairie Grove, and returned to Searcy, White County in 1865. Engaged in the practice of law until 1881, the year you were born, and was then Deputy Secretary of State for 4 years. In 1885, he was Acting Commissioner for Arkansas at the World's Fair at New Orleans. In 1886, was the Commissioner. Mr. McGray was appointed expert on December 26, 1888, by the United States Treasury Department, Vice President of the Bureau of Immigration. Oh, isn't that something? Mr. McGray was married in DeSoto County, Mississippi, on January 10, 1885, Miss, a native of Mississippi. He bore her husband two children, Annie, now Mrs. residing in Searcy, and Minnie, now Mrs. F. Reeves, Jr., residing in Searcy.
Minnie married Dr. after her husband died.
After her husband died.
Now, that's another piece of paper that tells of the different families. I haven't put that in there. I was going to, but I just never did get it in.
And you hear something, it's got his name in there, too. Brigadier General. Oh, that's just really fascinating. Well, he was really something.
So? Now that's, that was Mama's writing down
that's
there.
That's your Mama's writing.
You see, Daughters of the Confederacy.
Daughters of the Confederacy.
So, wouldn't have any trouble getting in if I wanted to, but don't want to.
Oh, so you never have been,
No.
Been in
but Mama worked in the old times. She, in the law, but I mean, in the thing.
Oh, well, she had a pretty handwriting, didn't she?
This was the different families of Arkansas, the prominent ones. And then, down there is a piece about Miss Virginia and about Galloway College being 1889. Was Galloway College? You want to read it?
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice it had about Galloway. Oh, I heard this. I noticed it had your father's, your grandfather's name in here, and I was looking for that.
It wasn't in law.
He
studied law and then went to Little Rock and took the examination and got the best of any. And then on Galloway College, it tells in, I don't know whether it tells in that or not, where he was.
I don't think it tells.
He was on the rostrum. They asked him to make the address, but since Mr. Brundage was his pupil, he wanted him to. But he sat up there with him, and I'm sure he wrote it for him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he says that Searcy was the county...
White County.
It was county, county seat for White County. It says the courthouse is one of the oldest courthouses in the state.
And General Brundage, Judge Brundage's father and Mr. John's father were the brick masons. And that's the reason that Judge Brundage was studied law, because he helped his father and he saw how hard it was. And he said, I am not going to make my living doing this. I'm going to try to use my brain.
Oh, I see.
And so he asked Grandpapa if he wouldn't let him study in his
And so he did. And so he did. That's really interesting. Well, your grandfather's really one of the most prominent citizens that there ever was.
Well, he was. He really was. He did everything that